This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Crozer, Chester, and Taylor Hospitals have gotten a reprieve. Pennsylvania's Attorney General says he reached a last-minute deal with their bankrupt owner last night to keep those Delaware County hospitals open for now. These hospitals, though, are still in need of a long-term solution. Let's go live to Chester and get the story from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
Yes, Ian, and this was a six-hour meeting in Harrisburg yesterday involving Attorney General Dave Sunday, the Foundation for Delaware County, the consulting firm the court ordered to oversee hospital management, local officials, and, of course, reps with Crozer and its owner, Prospect Medical Holdings. The outcome, Crozer, Chester Medical Center, and Taylor Hospital will stay open, quote, for the immediate future, while permanent restructuring of the system is solidified. Now, in the agreement, the Foundation for Delaware County, the nonprofit established when Prospect bought Crozer in 2016, said it would provide an undisclosed amount of funding. The AG's office sued Prospect, alleging mismanagement of the health system for piling on hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. Prospect is going through the bankruptcy process and last week suddenly announced that it only had enough money to cover expenses through Friday, this Friday, the 14th. So there was concern and outrage that residents would lose access to care. Hospital workers would be losing their jobs. So they can breathe just a little bit easier now that the attorney general, the foundation, and other officials say that there is this kind of this short-term agreement here for funding. How much time this agreement buys, that isn't exactly clear. They didn't say, you know, how much longer they would be able to operate the hospitals under this agreement. And what type of long-term solutions are being considered, that isn't clear at the moment either.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.